I can feel you staring at me. Aren't you supposed to be studying for your final or something? Then go do whatever you're supposed to be doing. Can't you see that I'm busy? I'm reading a book, if you must know. Not that it's any of your business. Besides, you were the one who asked me here so that you could study. Did you think I was going to be bored or going on an iPad or something? You told me you were having a hard time focusing while you were alone. And if you went somewhere that was meant for studying, you could focus. But you didn't want to be seen as a loser because you were going alone, so you invited me. That's the whole reason I'm here, right? So then get back to studying. You're going to fail your final and then the class at this rate. And then I'll just have more fuel to add to the fire because you would have failed a college class. Something that you willingly paid money for. That's basically just burning money. Get back to studying so that I can read for a little bit and you don't end up just throwing money down the gutter, okay? You're starting to stare again. What if I told you that you staring at me like this makes me uncomfortable? I mean, it doesn't. But if I told you that, would it convince you to pay attention to the material? You are so difficult for no fucking reason. I swear. You live to make my life more difficult out of spite. It's like your hobby is annoying me. What is even on me that has you so interested? I'm not wearing anything out of the ordinary. Just my usual t-shirt and sweats, and I'm not wearing any makeup, so it definitely couldn't be that. It's the same old me that you have seen every day since we started college together. I seriously can't be that interesting to you. We've been friends for 2 years. Study buddies for 3. I only tolerated you that first year because I was getting good grades. Kidding. You know I love you. But seriously, is there something on my face that is catching your attention? Do I have a spot or something? You're starting to fluster. Seriously, if it's that bad, I would rather you just tell me than stare. It's not funny, dude. What's making you stare at me so intently like this? What now? My antennae? Okay. What about them? I've had them the entire time we've known each other. You've never been this distracted by them before. What has gotten you all worked up about my antennae all of a sudden? You think they look fluffy? I mean, they are. You felt them before, remember? It was last month when we were hanging out with the group. We all had a bit too much to drink, and then we started playing Truth or Dare. Come on. Don't you remember? Our friend Bosco dared you to touch my antennae, and you straight out refused at first. It was the first time I had seen you nervous around me in so long, dude. I swear, you were afraid you were going to break them or something. You thought it was too weird at first. And then I told you it wasn't, and then you insisted it was, but then Bosco started calling you a pussy, and then everyone else joined in, and I told you to just touch them and get it over with. Come on. You have to remember that, don't you?
I can see I'm jogging your memory. Ooh, are you remembering? Oh my God. Oh my God, is that how long you've been thinking about my antennae? It totally is. You've been curious to see if they feel how you remember them, huh? That's a twist I wasn't expecting. I took you for someone who was vanilla, someone who liked to stick to your own species. Getting excited over a moth girl isn't very goody-two-shoes of you. Don't you want to make your family proud or something? It explains why you've been acting so weird around me the past few weeks, too. I thought I had said something at the party and you were mad at me. It seems it's much simpler than that. Someone can't focus with my fuzzy antennae around them. Feeling them wrap around your fingers as you start to stroke them. You're picturing it right now, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. You've never been a good liar, dude. I've known you for how many years? I know when you're lying. Right now, all you want to do is run your fingers through my antennae again, don't you? If I let you play with my antennae as you study, will that help you focus? I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. So I expect some kind of food afterwards, okay? Then go ahead. You have my permission. Use my antennae as some kind of a fidget toy. You are so lucky I like you, because I wouldn't tolerate this from anyone. The only reason you're getting to play with me like this is because I like you and I trust you, and I consider you important to me. Don't think I let just anyone do this. You're special, and I want you to remember that as you study and feel the soft fibers in your touch. I don't want you forgetting it. I want you to even think about how special you are as you remember how good I feel. And I feel really good, don't I? As soft as you remember, right? That makes me happy to hear. I didn't think there would be a day when having soft antennae would be a compliment, but I also didn't think my friend would want to use them as a stim toy while studying. But life just takes you places. Just one thing. Be careful of your finger placement for me, please. Because if you start touching lower, you're going to get a different kind of response from me. Playing with the tips is fine. I can barely feel anything there, so it's completely safe for you to touch. But the lower you get, the more of a reaction I'm going to, have. So stick to the tips and you'll be fine. We can quietly chill while you study and then we can get food after and we can just hang out. Sounds good, right? I don't like that look on your face. You're scheming. I don't like that. I don't like when you start thinking like this because nothing good ever comes from it. You better not be thinking what I'm thinking you're thinking. My God, I swear. Listen to me. It's not worth it, dude. Besides, if you work me up, I'm not going to let you stop until I come. And I'm not going to let you fuck me, not right here. That would be too fucking easy for you. I would make you rub my antenna until I come right here, playing with you over your own pants under the table while you try to study. See, if you're going to play dirty, I'm going to play downright filthy, love. So what's it going to be? Are you going to behave yourself? Or are you going to be a brat?
No, fuck. You dirty brat. Oh, fuck.
You should have known you weren't going to play fair.
Immediately going right to the base and starting to stroke it. Oh, fuck.
It's okay. I can just rub you like this, can't I?
Oh, yes. Oh, that feels good. I can see it on your face. Trying to keep your reactions neutral and bury yourself in the textbook. Now you're going to study, aren't you? Trying to shift your attention anywhere besides me. That's not going to work, sweetheart. You're going to look me deep in my eyes while we're doing this. Even if I have to force you. Grabbing you by your chin and turning your head to face me. Oh, that's it. Isn't that better? It's so much better to look at the person who's playing with you, isn't it? Then keep looking at me, sweetheart. It's not like anyone else is paying us too much attention. Oh, fuck. I mean, all you're doing is stroking my antennae. Only the people who know about moth anatomy would know what you're doing, right? Come on. You know I am. Just like if they look over, they wouldn't notice how my hand is touching you. Creating pleasurable friction against you as I keep moving. Oh, I'm going to make sure you come first. I want you to be so pathetic that you can't help yourself. The feeling of my antennae carting through your fingers as you stroke me feels so good. Oh, fuck yes. Your arousal growing the more you touch me. You were supposed to be studying, sweetheart. It doesn't seem like you're doing much of that now. Too distracted with better things. Things that feel really, really good. That's right. And you're going to ruin these pants for me, aren't you? No, yes, you are, sweetheart. You're going to do whatever I say because that's how you keep touching my antennae. You don't have the power that you think you do, sweetheart. No, see, it's clear that I have more composure than you. Just look at yourself, dude. Do you really think you have a clear head right now? Oh, it's adorable how stupid you can be. I'm not sure if it's an act, though. Oh, yes, that's it. Touching me just like that. Stroking up and down the length of my antenna. Fuck. Oh, I hate that it feels good. You shouldn't be a natural at playing with antennas since you don't have any of your own. The only way you could get this good is if you practiced or something. How many nights did you touch yourself thinking about my antenna? Oh, fuck. That's pathetic. Even one night is one night too many. Getting turned on by your friends. Getting off to the feeling of her antenna between your fingers. That's absolutely filthy, sweetheart. Do your other friends know what a pervert you are? Oh, I doubt they do.
You put on such a wonderful, innocent act, pretending to be naive, not knowing things, but deep down, you're a freak, aren't you? Oh, Leanne, just look at you, getting closer to coming the more I touch you, stroking you underneath the desk. Anyone could look over and see what we're doing. But more importantly, they would see you. What would they say about the school's golden student getting off in the library like this? Oh, fuck. Any reputation that you've managed for yourself would simply be gone. Oh, you might have fooled everyone else, sweetheart, but not me. I know you. I know the real you. We've been friends for years. Oh, and I know how much you're enjoying this, getting closer with each stroke of my hand against you, my own excitement from you stroking me, spurring you on. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Keep your eyes on me, just like that, sweetheart. Oh, you're doing so good for me. Yes, you are. Keep it up. Keep doing what I tell you to, and no one will be the wiser on what we're doing. You just have to follow my lead and let me take control, don't you? Handing your pleasure over to me is as easy as breathing for you. Your arousal grows as my fluffy fibers entangle themselves with you. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, keep your voice low, though. Keep that voice of yours nice and low. You don't want anyone to know how much you're enjoying yourself, right? How embarrassing that would be for you, sweetheart. Focus on the feeling of my antenna between your fingers, my hand stroking you closer to your release. Oh, fuck. You feel so good, don't you? Oh, keep it up, sweetheart. Going to make sure that you come first. That you come right here in the library in front of everyone. Yeah. You're going to have to keep that voice down if you don't want them to hear you. I know how hard that is for you, but believe me, you can do it. You're gonna have to. Oh, and if you can't, the only person who will be embarrassed is you. It's not like I have some sort of reputation. Everyone knows I'm easy. But you? They would be shocked. Shocked to find out how easy the golden student is. The goody two-shoes giving it up in the library while pretending to study. Oh, how far you've fallen, sweetheart. Oh, yes. Welcome to depravity. Doesn't it feel good? Oh, yes, that's right, it does. It's adorable how you thought you were going to win this. That I would be the one coming first when you were so clearly so close. Oh, yes, that's right. You can't help yourself, can you? I always know exactly how to take you apart, mold you into whatever I want you to be. Oh, yes. Yeah. Look at you, falling apart so well for me. I know how to play your body like a musician knows their own instrument. Oh, yes. Yeah, here. You're doing so well for me, sweetheart. Taking everything I give you so well. Continuing to stroke my antenna. Attempting to match my speed. Oh, you're so pathetic, sweetheart. Oh, I told you to let me handle everything. Oh, you're incapable of it. You're incapable of handling anything else. I don't even have to get naked to have this kind of an effect on you, do I? No. Touching me is enough to render you like this, isn't it? Oh, yes, that's right. It shows me just how desperate you are. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Oh, I pity you, sweetheart. You're a desperate little thing, trying so hard to wait for permission to come, aren't you? Oh, fuck.
Your clothes just like me. Oh, fuck. Oh, even like this, you want to behave yourself? Oh, sad. Oh, fuck. You can come for me, sweetheart. Come on, you can do it. Oh, yeah. You can do it. And make me come while you're at it, too. I want us to come at the same time. Come on. You can do that for me. I know you can. Come with me, sweetheart. Make me come at the same time as you. Fuck. Look around. Is anyone watching? Did anyone see us? Like I said, no one's going to notice. Did that satisfy your curiosity? I'm glad. Hopefully now you can actually get some work done. I don't want you to lose your grade because of me. You can't seriously still be staring at them. If I'm that much of a distraction for you, I can leave or something. Fine. Fine, I'll stay. But you have to actually study and let me read my book. What's gotten into you, dude? You aren't normally this horny. Did you, like, get a new crush or something? Either ask the crush out, or start taking care of these things yourself, because I'm not always going to be around to let you play with my antenna and get you off. If you were that pent up, you need to take care of yourself before coming out with me. I'm not going to be so lenient next time. You happened to catch me when I was feeling a little turned on too. But just because we are friends who fuck, doesn't mean that's all we have to do. I know it's a little hard for you to believe, but I actually want to read the book I brought along with me for our little study session. I know, crazy thoughts. So, to enforce our little study session, I'm going to set a timer on my phone. When this goes off, you can officially speak to me again. But before that, if you say even a single fucking word to me, I'm leaving. Understand? There. Now get back to studying. I'm gonna get back to my book.